KTAR News, Newsmaker.
Because I've told you the truth about how our elections are being run, elected government officials are punishing me with a frivolous lawsuit, and they're threatening to take everything I own.
It may sound like that was recorded before, but that's U.S. Senate candidate Carrie Lake after she requested a default judgment in the defamation lawsuit that County Recorder Stephen Richer filed against her over claims she made about Richer manipulating the 2022 gubernatorial election. This move is essentially Lake putting up a white flag by requesting that a jury decide how much she owes Richer for defaming him. And Stephen Richer joins us now to talk about this legal victory for him. Did this move by Carrie Lake take you or your attorney by surprise?
It did, because it was coming from somebody who hadn't reached out for settlement and had told everyone in Arizona that she was a fighter who was going to fight to the end. And it also came from somebody who said she had all the evidence on her side. Well, for somebody who had all the evidence on her side, it's a little perplexing that she desperately wanted to avoid trial.
Do you feel vindicated?
Absolutely. We now have a judgment saying that Carrie Lake lied about me, lied to the world, lied to Arizona, lied about the 2022 election. And so that will be entered in a court of law. And now we'll move on to assess just how much it damaged me. And we're going to say it damaged me a lot. But what's sad about this is while I'll get my recompense, Arizonans who donated, who some even went to jail over this lie, they'll never get their apology.
We're talking with County Recorder Stephen Richer after Carrie Lake decides to acquiesce in his defamation lawsuit against her over her claims that he manipulated the 2022 gubernatorial election. Which of her claims do you feel like hurt you the most?
That I injected 300,000 fraudulent ballots into the system. I mean, that would fundamentally change almost any election. And so it's just so ludicrous, and you know, so many of her believers, followers believe it. And so, I mean, even today, you can see in the comments when she posts online that people say Richer needs to go to jail. And so she consistently tells us how much people believe her. And I'm saying, I know people do believe you. And so when you say to your millions of followers that I'm a criminal, they believe you, but you've been lying this whole time, and now the world knows it.
You said that she and her attorneys never reached out for a settlement in this. Instead, they've decided to let a jury decide how much she owes you for defamation. Would you have, you know, worked out a deal where it wouldn't have cost her as much as maybe a jury's going to say it's going to cost her?
We would have listened to it. I think that's the responsible thing to do. But she keeps saying that this is like the Fox News case, or this is like Rudy Giuliani's case, or this is like Donald Trump's case. Well, all of those wound up being north of $50 million. So we're fine with those comparisons if she wants to continue to make those comparisons. But yes, we would have had a settlement conversation.
I know how this affects you personally. We're talking once again with County Recorder Stephen Richer after Carrie Lake decides to give up in his defamation lawsuit that he filed against her over claims that he manipulated elections. But will this judgment change the minds of many stolen election theorists?
If it doesn't, then that goes to damages, because if you're saying that nothing I can do can unring the bell that she has rung, then that factors in significantly to damages. But it would be sad. But I would say to those Arizonans, she is now entering a judgment into court that she lied about me, my involvement in the 2022 election. So I don't know how more plainly we can put it, that this person is lying to you about the 2022 election. And I just hope that that has some impact on their beliefs.
You're not a trial attorney or anything like that, but you are an elected official. So, you know, you have to live with the label politician. This doesn't seem like a really great political move for Carrie Lake. If she could have come to some kind of a settlement with you out of court, maybe even something where she didn't have to admit any wrongdoing, that would have been maybe better for her, right? As far as her electoral chances are in the fall.
Yeah. Well, you know, I am an attorney, and this is a little peculiar. I would have counseled her long ago to stop lying. So I don't have any great insight into her mind, or she doesn't rely on me for counsel. But I don't know why she does this, but her political calculations haven't figured into what we're doing, which is putting an end to these defamatory remarks and starting the process to clear my good name and to correct the record on the 2022 election.
Okay, I apologize. I didn't know you were also an attorney. So real quickly, Stephen, Richard, I got to ask, are you, since you're a Republican, are you endorsing, let's say, the Sheriff Lamb out of Pinal County for the Senate race?
This has never been about the politics, but I think it's safe to say that I'm not a big fan of people who call me a criminal.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you very much. Stephen Richard, once again, county recorder there. After Carrie Lake has decided to acquiesce in his defamation lawsuit against her and ask a jury to decide how much she owes Richard.